We are joined in studio by John Michael Keyes, who comes to us from the I Love You Guys Foundation. Welcome to KUVO, man. Great to have you with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's a privilege to be here.
Can you give us a couple of minutes on your backstory? Your foundation has the most amazing name, and I'm sure people are like, where'd that come from?
I will. It's kind of a tough story. September 2006, a gunman entered Platte Canyon High School in Bailey, Colorado, and held seven girls hostage. Over the course of the afternoon, he released five of those girls. But during that time, I looked at my cell phone. Remember, it's 2006, and said Emily had just gotten my daughter her phone, and she wanted an unlimited text plan. I didn't even know what texting was. I was on the road in front of the school that day and asked my friend Lewis if he knew how to send a text message, and ultimately shouted on the road to the other folks, is there anyone here under 30? And Kate helped me send a text message, are you okay? And Emily sent back, while she was held hostage, the words, I love you guys. Hmm. And we sent one more text message, where are you? But we heard nothing else. Mm-hmm. Before 4 o'clock, Jefferson County Regional SWAT was helping Park County, and they made the decision to intervene. And as they went into the room, the gunman shot Emily, and as he brought the weapon to himself, the Jeffco Regional SWAT team shot him. Mm-hmm. And so we lost Emily on that day.
Man.
At a school.
It's tough for your family, our condolences. But I got to tell you, you have celebrated her life and her spirit in an incredible way by building the I Love You Guys Foundation. First, I note it took you a few years to sort of settle.
Indeed. I woke up in December of 2009. I was writing software for the financial industry. Recognized that's code for bankers, lawyers, credit card companies, and collectors. And I said, what am I doing? And we started looking at the school safety thing really tight and realized that there was an absence, a void, and that was common language between students, staff, and first responders during a crisis. And we looked around and ultimately found it. We found it in Knoxville, Tennessee, and a little closer to home in Broomfield. And it's based on four actions: lock out, lock down, evacuate, and shelter, and training kids and staff and first responders to share that same common language and expectations of behavior.
It's helped the media, too, as we understand what conditions schools are under. Unfortunately, this news, this story of people doing stupid things around schools continues. We had a case in Atlanta just last week, and fortunately it turned out okay. There were no injuries. But these four words, lockout, lockdown, evacuate, and shelter, are part of a standard response protocol. And the I Love You Guys Foundation has taken this message, these beautiful graphics, to schools and first responders all over the country, all over the world?
We actually have a school district, Surrey District in British Columbia, also using it. So international, I guess, with Canada.
Yes, there's a border there, and you crossed it. Our guest is John Michael Keyes from the I Love You Guys Foundation. He and his wife, Ellen, parents of Emily, lost in that tragedy back in 2006, really turned this thing around. Let's give the website for the I Love You Guys Foundation. And
it's iloveyouguys.org, I love, and then just the letter U, guys.org.
What are you hearing? Because you have met with, according to your, contacted, I guess, nearly 3 million kids, 100,000 educators, nearly 20,000 cops. What are they telling you about the simplicity of this standard response protocol for schools?
Well, it's actually interesting because law enforcement is typically our first introduction to school or district administration. But once administrators see it, they realize that it does simplify their school planning. This isn't a school safety plan. It's just one segment in that whole spectrum of school safety. But it seems like it's a catalyst to ignite the rest of the spectrum.
The I Love You Guys Foundation putting out this standard response protocol, it's affecting schools, it affects weather, it affects, you know, law enforcement situations. You know, we have too much experience with that here in Colorado, but again, it's happening around even weather issues down in Oklahoma.
Absolutely.
Standard response protocol: when the tornadoes hit, kids need to know what to do. One of the conditions is evacuate, to where?
Absolutely.
Real simple instruction. Evacuate to where? Man, you've broken it down. It works.
Well, some of the language is still crazy. There's still codes that use codes or response levels.
Colors?
Yeah.
Code orange?
In a crisis, what's that mean?
Yeah.
And so we try to be specific. FEMA, for example, has this concept of reverse evacuate. And I'd like to be on the playground with a video camera when you shout to the first graders, reverse evacuate. Our advice is get in the building.
Okay, great. John Michael Keyes from the I Love You Guys Foundation. He's here because they're the beneficiaries of the Conifer Blues Festival, which is just going to blow up in Conifer at the historic Meyer Ranch Saturday, tomorrow, 1 to 7. The bands include Steve Crenshaw with people like Kim Stone of Spyro Gyra and Matt Amundsen. Chris Daniels and the Kings, Hazel Miller's going to be there, Freddie Gowdy from Freddie Henchy Band, the Once Removed Band. You got quite a lineup, and I imagine you guys are feeling the love.
Oh, it's absolutely true. The Blues Fest is a remarkable day. It's at Meyer Ranch. The panorama behind the stage is fabulous, and the lineup is just amazing. From Crenshaw to Chris Daniels, Hazel Miller.
Yeah.
It's an amazing lineup. It's an amazing day, and it's $20 to get in.
Do you think this is your life's work? I mean, will this carry you on into the foreseeable future?
You know, I think so. It's been remarkably rewarding. I've met folks from around the country. Follow the school year, so September, October, November gets very busy from a travel perspective, but it's an amazing voyage, and I certainly wouldn't have predicted it.
Our best to the Keyes family. Keep up the good work. As I said, you've helped media, and just in my job, trying to understand what these schools are doing, and thanks for a standard response protocol. All the best in the work of the I Love You Guys Foundation. That website again is and
iloveyouguys.org. I love and then the letter U guys.org.
Just the way she wrote it.
Absolutely.
Awesome. John Michael Keyes from the I Love You Guys Foundation. Beneficiaries from this Saturday's Conifer Blues Festival at Meyer Ranch in Aspen Park. We're going to get down on that one for sure. Thanks again, John.
Thanks for having me.
Buzzer took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off his back. The monkey grabbed his neck and he said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.